Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody need a price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah.
and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I couldn't see my way out with you. He's Jesus, all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. You have won. Oh, praise the Lord. Really, we thank God this morning. We have won again. All glory, all honor, all praise be to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God for his blessing on this morning. Hallelujah. Be able to say, if we looked on the day we haven't seen before, you have won. Hallelujah. Again, to come to know God in the pardon of your sins, you have won. Again, hallelujah. To be able to say, I found a friend. Hallelujah. There's like none other. You have won. Again, to be able to say, oh, thank you, Lord. To be able to say, I know Jesus. And I've come to know him. Hallelujah. Experience Jehovah. Hallelujah. You can say to yourself, hallelujah. I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. And then saying to God, you have won. Hallelujah. Again, truly, we thank God this morning for what he has allowed us to behold this day. Oh, hallelujah. Miracle within itself. This day we haven't seen before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. We truly thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his encounters. We thank him for his attendance. Yes, truly, we thank him. All glory, all honor be unto him. Praise the Lord. We thank him for these lessons that he's been giving us. Hallelujah. Make sure you make Jesus your choice. Make sure you allow, hallelujah, God in your heart. Make sure. If you don't come to know Jehovah by no other name, make sure you know him. Hallelujah. God Almighty, the Most High. And you want to add blessings unto yourself. Come to know him. Come closer to know him. And you will have the Jehovah, what we call the Jehovah experience. When you bring him to the inner court of your heart. This is what we've been trying to explain to you through these lessons. Hallelujah. That you may grow stronger in the Lord. If I keep you too long, let us pray. Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend, for your ease and your prayer, I wanted to say that the transition of understanding Jehovah, man, is understanding the reality of God. When God is really moving in people's life, you know, especially the children of God, it's not always about money. It's not always about a house. It's not always about your relationship with your wife or your husband or your friend. Let me tell you, bro, it's an intimate relationship with him. And when he's trying to get closer to you, and sometimes he allows us to see the Almighty God, Reverend. But boy, when he step in and show us Jehovah, when he really let you say, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell Pharaoh, and I'm going to use him to to move the people out of Egypt. I'm telling you, I'm going to show you that, Moses. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this here. Even Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they knew he is Almighty God. But my name, Jehovah, they have not seen. So I'm going to show you something. See, when he said that, Reverend, I'm going to get out your way, Reverend. When he said that, Reverend, I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart. When he said it, look how he opened that thing just a little bit more. He said, I'm going to show you, and you're going to believe. Oh, he'll be on the spirit.
Sometimes
you got to come in your life so you can believe. Well, man, I lost my uncle. I lost my wife. I lost you ain't lost nothing. You know what you did? God received. Ooh. Well, he already allowed us to have for a moment. Oh, hear me. Somebody said, lost, you can't find him.
That's
when you
right.
lose something, you can't find him, real.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
When you lose something, you can't find
him,
real.
Yes, sir. Real. Oh, I hear
when you lose something, you can't find it.
Come
every
on
time
now.
I lose keys, and all of a sudden I find them. I lose a bank, you know, something at the bank, I drop off something and say, man, I know I put this and I lost it and I could never find it. You can't, but when you talk about a loved one who God, we believe, if God transitioned them, that's not a loss because you know where they're at. Help me, Holy Spirit. When they're lost, they didn't know in the absence of sin. Let me be real plain with that. Only reason they lost is because they didn't know him in the absence of the sin. Somebody quote this scripture all the time, Reverend. You know what they said? He said, been absent from the body is present with the Lord. Now watch this here. I'm absent and present with the Lord lost. Help
Come
me
on now.
Let me leave you alone, man. Go do your thing, man. I just want to put a little ad lib there, you know. Because ain't that what my little
That's
one
beautiful.
Lost? I know where they at. Yes, sir. Only when they lost, when they
yes,
don't know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you having your fun
yes,
right
sir.
Now.
That's it.
You driving, you drinking, you slanging. You having a lot of fun right now. Some of us got our heaven right now. But boy, it's going to come a time you're going to look at that thing and that book we talked about yesterday. Oh, you better hope you're in the book of Lamb. Oh, I want to run
yes,
this race that long. Somebody said, well, I can't do it now. None of us can. All of us like filthy rags before. But I want to tell you again, the only reason you lost, we lost somebody, well, I lost someone. Then, lost one, you can't find them. It's a rather bad brother.
That's
on.
Right.
That
That's right. You're so right about it.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord. Oh, we thank God. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for the manifestation of his Holy Spirit. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the fire that burns among us, within us, and all around about us. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to assemble here once again. We count it as a privilege and even as a blessing. Father, we ask forgiveness for all sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Just, Lord, just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Father, for blessing us Father God, to know you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the relationship. Thank you, Father, for strength that you've given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, we'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. Oh, Father, bless us in this hour. Bless us in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah, the 12th chapter. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah,
Amen.
The 12th chapter.
Lord.
Yes, sir. Isaiah, the 12th chapter. Look, a short chapter, but a whole lot of power. We thank God for hallelujah. Boy, that song is burning on my heart. You have more. Again, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we read here in this first verse, it says, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou confrontest me Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, verse 2, behold, God is my salvation.
Yes.
In other words, God is the one that saved me from the very effects of evil. And it says here, I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. This is a song of praise in this chapter, suitable for the outcast of Israel from the long captivity. Also is good for a sinner that has been captive. Oh, hallelujah. Have you been captive? Have you been made prisoner even of your own self? But you can look unto the Lord for strength. But he says here, this is the praise of suited for the times of the Messiah. And even in right now, though it was written back then, but it applies for us to now. You can look up and say, behold, hallelujah, God is my salvation.
Yes.
You don't have to live how you've been living. Oh, hallelujah, because Jesus came and made it a way we could be connected back to the Father. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. You know, don't fear so much, huh? But have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have faith delivered. Have faith to know that you can have a closer walk with me. Have faith to know that your understanding can be opened up, that you can know God. Hallelujah. And you can know God even more closer. Hallelujah. We'll make you, that he can unfold the mysteries of his word to you. Hallelujah. Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.
Yes,
if he's your strength, how can you be weak? if Jehovah is your strength, hallelujah, hallelujah. Like Rem Bryant just gave so beautifully, if you know one where someone is, how can they be lost? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because in our strength, hallelujah, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. Jehovah is my strength my song. You don't have to be in despair, for you can lean on Jehovah God, which he says here in the second verse, Isaiah the 12th chapter. Jehovah is my strength and my song. You also have become my salvation, and that salvation is he continuously saving us from the very effects of evil. So why just turn unto him and be strong instead of being weak? Why not just turn unto him and let him help you and deliver you and bring you closer? See, because he's going to do this with joy. You'll find it in this third verse. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the well, hallelujah, of salvation. Well, if you look over in John, the 4th chapter, in the 10th verse, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have given of him, and he would have given thee living water. See, God wants to give you living water. He wants to instill something within you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But since you have made Jesus your choice,
all right.
Since you have made Jesus your choice, it doesn't stop there. That was only the beginning. But he wants you to walk closer to him. Hallelujah.
That's it.
So you can gain strength. He wants to draw draw waters out of the well of salvation and pour them into you. you have to read the word. And when you read the word, your spirit is partaken of that, and you are beginning strength. That's why we said we're eating right now. We're eating spiritually. This word of God is a living word, and it goes down within you. Hallelujah. And it helps you with the counsel even of your mind. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. That day shall he say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. See, you have to talk about the Lord.
Hey, Reverend,
keep him on your mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, there's a scripture, right? I'm just going to read this little scripture.
Come on,
John 4:9. It said, then said woman unto Sarah of the Samaritan, unto him, who is that thou be a Jew, as to drink of me, which a woman of a Samaritan? For the Jew had no dealing with the Samaritan. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who is that said to thee, give me drink, thou would have asked of him, and watch this, Reverend, and he would give it the living water. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Beautiful.
So I just want to tell you, Reverend, you're on something right now. You know, he's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. See, this living water. God wants to put, what you mean, living water? God wants to put his Holy Spirit in you. Hallelujah.
Can I do this real? Look what happened.
Go ahead.
The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well was deep from which thou hast the living water. And look what he said. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well to drink of him himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus, now. Answer and said unto her, whosoever drank of this well shall thirst again. But whosoever drank of the water that I give him, watch this here, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be, in him in a well of a water springing up into an everlasting life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Salvation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He wants to give us this Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. See, you're not going to thirst anymore, when you get that Holy Spirit, because it's going to yearn for the things of God, and it's going to take you to his word.
Oh, yes.
It's going to need to eat. and to keep it, you're going to have to feed it. Oh, hallelujah. To keep it, you're going to have to feed it, because he promised to send a comforter. Hallelujah. So if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the salvation is yours. Hallelujah. But don't just stay on the first level. Come on up a little higher, a little closer. Walk with thee. Hallelujah. But whosoever drinking of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Hallelujah. Once you receive the comforter, hallelujah. And it's going long after things that will please God. Hallelujah. And when you're fed within his word, it completes you. It makes you whole, and it makes you yearn even more so. Hallelujah. After the things of God as well. But when you have his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, then you open up unto your heart even more so that he can fill you even more so with his word. Hallelujah. With his word and with his spirit. Hallelujah. And therefore, with joy, shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in that day, and in today, shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doing among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Do you not know that God is in the midst of us even right now? Hallelujah. He's so close to us even right now in meditation. We can just say, Lord, have your way. That's how close he is to us. We can say, come on in the room, Lord, and bless whom you will. This is the Jehovah that we're speaking of, Lord God, Jehovah, and through his Holy Spirit, he can come in, hallelujah, and sup with us collectively and even one by one, hallelujah, and give things one to another where we can express one to another. This is what we're trying to unfold unto you, hallelujah, this living word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, oh, hallelujah, we thank God for what he has done and is doing and is going to do. That's why I say, I've been starting to say, thank you, God, for what you allowed us to experience. These experiences with God. Every time you sit down and open up the word of God and read it, open it up and let it minister to you, that's an experience with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you give him time, he'll give you time. Hallelujah. When you open up, oh, hallelujah, open up and let him overflow and be ready to hear from him and harden not your heart. But sometimes it's an ouch before it's an amen. Sometimes it's a Lord, help me before I say glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we thank God. Oh, as long as he's near, hallelujah, he'll remove our things that will hinder us and put in things that will help us. Hallelujah. But here, hallelujah, this beautiful water, hallelujah, that he gives, hallelujah. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of wells of salvation, out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. That water. Oh, hallelujah. That hallelujah. That he asked to drink of, but he wanted to give us, hallelujah, something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just even today, he may be asking, will you open up to me? When you turn a loose, something you think you just couldn't live without and put me in the place thereof. Hallelujah. But this is what I have for you today. God bless you. God keep you. God love you. Hallelujah. But would you open up and allow God's spirit, hallelujah, rest, rule, and abide within your heart? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whosoever will. Think of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Reverend.
Everlasting life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Reverend, you know, God is good, right? You know, we try mm-hmm. our best to convey God's word to what we call that anybody can understand, you know. I thank God for the Holy Spirit because he was dealing with those Samaritans right there, you know. And trust me, brother, the word of God won't change because we change. You know, and I thank God when he told her that, and he was unfolding her as he was getting into the floor. And you told us about Jehovah. You know, you told us about how that salvation is at hand. And we really believe right today, God's getting so close, man. He gets so close, Reverend, that some of us know it, and then sometimes we act like he's not getting close. Some of us, we can't do the things we used to do, Reb. But he told this young woman, Reb, if you don't mind, but I can read it, if you don't mind, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You all right? He told this woman, he told her in verse 15, he said, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not. You hear, Reb? Need to come hither to draw.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus said unto her, go. And call thy husband and come thither. That's powerful there, Reb. That's a powerful thing there, Reb. You know, he wanted to do something there. See, I've been around the world just a little bit, but God want to make us whole, Reb. You don't hear me.
Yes, sir. You're right about
God
it.
God want to make us whole.
You're right about it.
Somebody just wanted to get healed for corona. Somebody just want to get healed for, we call sugar, diabetes. Somebody want to get a heal for the kidney, but he want to make you whole. See, he knew this woman had a problem. So he searches her. And he said, if you want to get this water, so I want you, not watch this, Reverend. I want you to bring your sin before me. Watch how he did it, Reverend. He said, go get your husband. Yeah,
yes,
Reverend,
sir,
remember
right.
He told Reverend. He said, and the woman answered and said, I have no husband. That's what you said, Reverend. And Jesus
that's right.
said unto
that's
her,
right.
thou hast said well. I have
said
no
well.
Husband. He said, but thou hast five husbands, and whom thou
Come
hast
on.
In is not thy husband. Is in what he said, that surely is thou truly. Well, I like that. Let me do that one more time so you can marry. Understand what I said. Jesus said unto her, he called thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband, Reverend. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast five husbands. And he whom thou hast, look at it, now has is not thy husband. And look what Reverend,
that's
and
right.
thou said thou truly. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Can you walk with me when I say this? Now he's unfolding the sin. See, a lot of people think they can come to God and just come to him and hide his little nasty little ways, Reverend, and little crafty little ways. But God will unfold you. And that's what he just did to this woman. He knows that she was going to answer like she answered. And he said, my back, Reverend, you left a few of them husbands in the bed. You left a few of them lies out there. You left a few of them sins out there. And the ones you had, St. Joe's either. And then the woman said unto him, sir, I perceived that thou art a prophet. Of our worship in this mountain. And look what she said. You said that in Jerusalem, the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour will come when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Ye worship, look what she said, know not. We know what we worship. For salvation, here we go, is of the Jews. But the hour comes
That's right.
now when the true worshiper should worship the Father in the Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. In truth, the Father seeks us to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in the Spirit in truth. Help me, Holy Spirit. I just want to add that too. I know I can keep on going to finish it out, but I want you to know, Reverend, that God has a living water. Hey, he has a living water, and that living water just in the Old Testament. It came over because Isaiah was prophesizing that there's a salvation in hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And it's saying this here, when you mention Jehovah is salvation, help me, Holy Spirit. Because
yes,
God
sir.
made a way for the Israel for getting out of Egypt and getting out of Egypt.
That's right.
He had something for them to get some insurance by the Reverend. He took them in the wilderness one time for 40 days and had to kill all a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, man. And some
That's
of us
right.
complaining, saying, I should have stayed where I was at. No.
Mm-hmm.
Once you done taste them heavenly gifts, God gave you the Holy Ghost, but then you were read what talking about, and you turn away from him. The Bible said on Hebrews 6,
yeah.
We talked earlier about that. He said on the Hebrews 6, it's impossible that you ain't never had
him. Mm.
If you can talk, how can
yes,
you
sir.
Have God in you, and you just now say that there's no God, there's no Jesus? Brothers and sisters, I doubt if it ever was in you. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to say this, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is here. What are you drinking, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
What are you drinking this morning, Reverend?
Oh, thank
you. Are y'all been living water, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Can you truly believe in your heart that it was the living water to have you where you are today? Yes, because we wake
yes,
up
sir.
Every morning, all through our day, thanking the Lord. Because thank you for the word. Thank you for what you have presented for us this morning.
Yes,
I just want to finish that little bit out just a little bit. But I want you
Beautiful.
To know, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
There's a living fountain. How that song
yes,
goes,
sir.
Flowing from Manion's vein. How it go, Rev?
Yes,
get
sir.
Get that over here right quick.
Yes, sir.
There's a fountain
filled with blood.
Come on,
drawn
now.
From
yeah.
Manion's vein. And sinless love beneath thy blood,
yeah.
Through all thy guilt, yes, sir.
Yeah, I like
yes,
it.
Sir.
Keep on. You got the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get the other one. I got to like that other one. You got to finish it out, brother. You know you can't give us like that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
Rejoice
yes,
to
sir.
See that fountain in his veins.
My.
And sing mercy beneath thy blood.
Yes.
Lose all thy guilt.
Yes. Come on, what are we going to do about
yes,
it? What are we going to do about it? Come on, what are we going to do about it?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
I
yes, sir.
Yes.
The old rugged cross. The old rugged cross. Till my troth be
yeah.
that last I lay
down.
Yes, sir. I will cling to
yeah.
the old rugged cross.
Tell me why, and tell me why.
Came it someday for a
oh.
crown. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I tell you,
thank
like
you,
Lord. There's something. Is there something you just can't leave on the shelf, man? You got to get it something down. I know they got a lot of beautiful songs out there, and they rendered up
yeah.
to the Lord and praise. But boy, some about them hundreds, boy. Them 100, boy. Just stay
thank
with
you,
me,
Lord.
Man. You know, stay
mm-hmm.
with me, man. I like to hear them sometimes, you know. You know, we used to sing them churches. We didn't get away from some of them, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you start with a
yes,
hymn like that, they'll go get another one, real. They'll go get another one, real. And then when you get real off into the service, Lord, you mess around and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee.
Yes, sir.
There's no other hymn I know.
No
if
other
thou withdrawest
mm-hmm.
thyself from me, where would I be, my God?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I tell you, mm-hmm. God has been in this place, man.
Thank
God.
God
for the church, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank God
yes,
for the
sir.
Church, man. But, man, we are the temple.
Hallelujah.
We are the temple. What you doing with the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so small. Ooh. Man, what we doing with the temple? Did he unfold
what
her seed? He took her seed, you know, and told her, yeah, you got a husband. You don't have a husband, but you right about that. You got five of them. And the one you got now ain't yours.
Ain't yours.
Well, I like
it's
that
not
book.
Yours.
That book is good. Yes, sir. Not yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful.
God bless you, man. God bless you,
thank
man.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
He bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless,
that's all right.
Yeah.
That's yes,
it,
sir. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
The living water. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. That's
mm-hmm.
what's going to keep us, help us be kept.
Mm-hmm.
The living water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Why you think I'm going to do this here? Why you think I'm
going to
do this
here?
Why you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Something about the Calvary blood song.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The only way we're going to make it, we got to keep this one.
Come on now.
We got to stay right here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We gotta keep this or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My. Yep.
When I get up in the morning, I must say, got to be right near the fall. Oh,
mm-hmm.
oh, man. Oh, man. There is a place out there. And I want you to know that it's free. Oh, to all.
Oh, read that. Got to be near the cross, brother.
Amen.
I'm out of here, man.
Yes, sir.
I got to go with that one. Near that cross. Yeah, I got to get there, man.
That's beautiful.
Said, we got
yes,
to,
sir.
We got to keep him. We got to keep him. We got to keep him.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well, beautiful.
Yes,
thank
sir.
God for the word, man. Beautiful. Hey, we always say,
thank
Rev,
God.
You know,
yes,
if we try to step on a little bit, we always say if it was something said that you didn't understand,
yes.
It was something was misunderstood, maybe it was something you liked in the message, and then you might want to sign in on it. It's always an opportunity to come. Maybe you don't know the Lord and pardon your sin. You might want to rededicate your life. You know, this is the time to do it. We believe that the doors of the church been open 2,000 years ago. If a man would just come and fess out of his mouth, no, to believe that the Lord God has raised him from the grave, then thou should be saved. With the heart man believe, with the mouth he confess unto salvation. Well, yeah, come to the Lord. Don't have to stay up there by yourself. Once you come to the Lord, you'll
that's
never
right.
walk alone. You have too many people around here to tell you God is good. You might as well try this goodness. Yeah, and I ain't talking about you ain't going to have no rain. I'm not going to tell you ain't going to have no pitfall. But what I'm going to tell you, he is a God that is able to get you through anything you're going through. If he had to take you out of his own body, Reverend. Reverend, I'm going to say this one time, Reverend. I don't believe none of our loved ones are lost. You know,
I
know we say it. I lost my loved one. I lost this. None of them lost. Only time they lost is they didn't know about the sin. If they walked in the sin, they died in the sin, Yes, they lost in heaven, but they lost in here. But boy, when you die in Christ and you transition, brothers and sisters, we know where you at. The brothers and sisters know you at. I know my mother at. I know my brother at. I know my people at. You know where? I know. We want to shout that. Where are they? You know what I'm talking about? So they're not lost to me. Yes, sir. Help me, Holy
Spirit. Yeah.
Thank God for the word,
that's
brother.
It.
Thank
that's
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you,
so
Rip. Thank you, Rip.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Rip. Yeah.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We have a beautiful, the best is yet to come. I hear you, ain't it? The best is yet to come. She said, living for the future, put today in perspective. Living for the future puts today in perspective. The future God has promised us enabled us to see all of life in new dimensions. Yes, sir. Yeah, while this may be a great life, the best is still yet to come. You just spoke on that. It is a wonderful privilege to live here in the light of there. See, we live in here, but in the light of heaven, the best is yet to come. That trend. Vision that some may fear. If God has, oh hallelujah, wonderful things for us. That's why He wants us near Him. Hallelujah. So fear and doubt can be removed out of the way. Hallelujah. That you're long for. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ain't it? Also, she gave us, what are you known for? What are you known for? Faithfulness to God is true success. Hebrews 11, as someone who close to aligns himself with the people of God instead of enjoying the treasures of Egypt, he led and served God's people by faith. Oh, hallelujah. Moses is remembered in the faith chapter of the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we are so thankful to God for His goodness, for His grace, for His mercy. And what are you known for? What are you known for? Are you known that you try to live, hallelujah, close to God? Are you known for trying to love people, hallelujah? Are you known for giving up yourself, hallelujah, so someone can be blessed? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Are you known for loving God and loving fellow man? Hallelujah. That's one good thing to be known for. You may not have riches to leave behind, but you can leave behind a legacy of love, life, legacy of trying to please the Lord with your life and trying to leave others to Christ. God bless you. As we, if there be none other, we'll pray and continue to let God have His way in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for what you have allowed us to experience once again. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the message, the messenger. Thank you, Father God, for looking in on us and blessing us. And, oh, Father, stirring up these hearts of ours, Father God, with your word, making us want to go on a little while longer, Father. Father, our hearts are bubbling over with love and thanksgiving. Love and thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here this day. Thank you, Father God, for letting us get closer to you. We ask you to bless us to get even closer to you, Father. Bless us that we may be a blessing and that we may continue to show a dying world that you yet live, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we may continue to draw men and women unto you and someone that may come and ask us, what must I do to be saved, Father God? Bless us. Hallelujah, that we can be a vessel that will be used in thy service. In Jesus' name, continue to bless me as upon God's plan. Let your plan unfold in your people's life. In Jesus' name, just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for all of God's plan, all the helpers, all the prayers, all the support, Father God, in prayer that you give. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray and we thank you in advance for all your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your wonderful things that you allowed upon us. In Jesus' name, we do pray, Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you.
Touch from you. No one else. Do the things you do. Take the wrong in my life and make it right. Touch from you, from my master and king. All I need is a touch from you. Unspeakable joy. Till you touch me.
all I've ever need. Even me, even a wretch like me, all I need, all I need, all I need. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Join me at the altar. God is here. God is here.